Aldo Giannone.
Diaries are a safer place for expressing adolescent angst than social media, though as adults we can find rereading diaries we kept as teenagers a profoundly uncomfortable experience. It's disconcerting to find that they are nothing more than records of the childish hopes and ambitions we've now outgrown. Thankfully, a conventional diary is wonderfully impermanent. It can be quickly and completely destroyed if the writer so chooses, something that can't be said of our digital footprint. The frequently uncharitable responses to narcissistic displays on social media are hardly surprising. If found, a diary too will be read and its contents certainly made fun of in much the same way, but the reluctant diarist should remember that diaries are not intended to be found. A blog, a Facebook, Twitter or Instagram post is there for others to see, often with outcomes we cannot control.
B. Belinda Clarkson.
Though they're perfectly happy to post all sorts of details about their personal lives on Facebook and to retaliate when so-called friends predictably insult or ridicule them, the prospect of somebody finding and reading similar outpourings in a secret diary is enough to put many teenagers off the idea of keeping one. While those fears might be well-founded, discovery is not the main threat diaries pose to us. They can actually induce writers to tell themselves something they didn't want to know. It might be an admission of jealousy, a confession of a secret infatuation, or even an outpouring of pent-up resentment and rage. Threatening as this might be, there is real power in writing these sorts of things down, and when reread, we might gain insights into how we have changed over time. I'm not convinced, though, that the dangers of expressing ourselves on social media outweigh the benefits. Sometimes, through letting others know we are suffering, we elicit genuine support and understanding.
C. Cecile Brooks. We tend to make the assumption that diaries are essentially private documents, while social media are public. But there are those who keep a diary intending it to be a durable record that at some future date will be read. This may be not because they wish to bare their souls, as so many teenagers do, but because they have experiences, views, or even information that they consider might be of value to others. Blogs and social media in general serve this purpose too, though they are in many senses more ephemeral. We tend not to go back and read them again, while a published diary is there for posterity. But for the truly private and personal, a diary is a good place to write without reticence, for your eyes only, and without fearing others' unreasonable reactions. D. Darius Prohl.
Diaries with locks and keys have retained their popularity among teenage girls, despite the fact that they happily keep what amounts to digital diaries through posts on Facebook and the like. Posts on such sites are publications intended to produce a response, even if it is just approval or disapproval. Attracting disapproval in the extreme form of cyberbullying, along with the justifiable fear that what is out there will remain forever, stops many teenagers expressing their feelings even in a diary. But the diary, for all its old-fashioned sentimentality, can and should be a place for such honesty. People who reread their teenage diaries are understandably appalled to discover how little space they gave to what really matters, and how much time they dedicated to the boy or girl on the bus who might or might not have fancied them. But at least diaries are truly private places where such things can be expressed.